Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you, coming at you live and in person, Friday, July the 16th, 2021. 14 minutes coming past the hour here. Up on 15 minutes past the hour. Scott Spears joined in studio by Angie Evers after a week absent last week. A week of absence last week where we ventured on up to Tony Pecco's in Toledo, Ohio to watch Thunderbolt Patterson sign his hot dog bun and have it placed on the wall of Tony Pecco's. His buns are on the wall now at Tony Pecco's. But we're back this week, Angie.
I can't believe that's been a week ago.
I know, it's been a minute.
Am I on?
You know, it doesn't sound like it for some odd reason. Do I have you on the wrong mic or something? Is the mic turned off? Did somebody fool around?
I don't know how do you turn it on? It doesn't sound like I'm on.
It doesn't. That's weird. Try it now.
Can you hear me now?
There you are. Something weird was going on in the lines. But now we're up and running. Give us a buzz here, 740-383-9944, and we'll talk about anything under the sun. Now, you have a fascination that we should be giving away stuff.
Right.
Now, why is this?
Well, because summer's, it'll be over before you know it. We're already mid-July.
So what is it you want to give away tonight?
Well, whatever ticket you get.
Well, they'll have to pick them up Monday morning. But we can start, I guess, with a pair of tickets to Zumbezi Bay.
Have you been to Zumbezi Bay?
You know, I don't know. I can't remember it.
No?
No.
Have you ever rode a water slide?
Yeah, I've done that.
Do you like it?
It's okay. I'm not much of a water person.
Well, I'm not really either.
I can go to the water, but beyond that, it's no thing.
I liked going in the inner tubes, like, not like a body slide. I don't like those.
But well, that's interesting.
Just riding the, you know, the inner tube down the thing, but...
Well, let's see how good the audience are. Here's the first trivia question. What did Zumbezi Bay used to be called? You thought of this one.
Yes.
All right, that's the trivia question for you. What did Zumbezi Bay used to be called? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz and you could have the chance to win something good tonight. What is the former name of Zumbezi Bay? And if you answer this question right, you'll get two passes to Zumbezi Bay.
See, that will be fun.
Should I mention today that Mary Ellen Withrow came in and dropped off the gumdrop bars? She brought them over here. Isn't that nice?
She is very nice.
Well, the whole story is that I wanted her to make these gumdrop bars. And she emailed me yesterday. And she said, Scott, I haven't made these in a long time, but I've made some for you. You can come get them today anytime. And I forgot to go get them yesterday. So here I am this morning, and she shows up with them all wrapped up and nice on a plate, made a little trip over here, and I could not get the bus driver to go over this morning and get those for me. Now, wouldn't that have been nice to save Mary Ellen a trip?
Yes. I heard you trying to convince her.
Well, I didn't. She doesn't have to get out of the bus. All she had to do was drive out to Mary Ellen's.
And honk.
And honk. And Mary Ellen would come outside and say, what are you doing out here in my neighborhood honking the horn? And she just said, I'm a friend of Scott's. I'm here to pick up the gumdrop bars. And Mary Ellen would have said, oh, okay. And she'd have went back in and got the gumdrop bars and given them to the bus driver. And life would have been fine.
I'm with the bus driver on this one.
What's wrong with that plan?
Well, you can't go honking your horn in a community like that.
Well, you honk your horn if you're a bus driver.
Not necessarily.
Why can't you honk your horn?
Well, you know, what if the people are sleeping?
Oh, I don't think Mary Ellen was asleep this morning at that time.
Well, she has neighbors.
No, I think this would have been a wonderful plan, and I think the bus driver got us in all kinds of hot water. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Tumizi Bay used to be called Wyandotte Lake.
Wyandotte Lake, you've got it. What's your name, sir?
Scott.
All right, Scott, we'll have two tickets to Zumbezi Bay up here Monday. You can pick them up between 8 and 10 in the morning or 4 and 5 in the afternoon. How's that sound?
Okay, that'll work.
Did you ever go to Wyandotte Lake?
Yes, I did.
Now, what do you find the difference between Wyandotte Lake and Zumbezi Bay?
Well, I've never been to Zumbezi Bay.
I hear they have this cicada problem this year.
Well, that's what I heard. Columbus had a huge cicada problem this year, but I never heard one cicada around where I live.
Do you live in the Columbus area?
No, I live in Big Island.
Big Island. You know, I have not been to Columbus in quite a few weeks now. Last time I was there, boy, I could hear the cicadas, though.
Let's see. Where was I? I was close to Columbus. We had to go over to that Martha Moore house. My wife had an appointment over there, but the only thing I heard was construction where they were building a parking garage across the street.
Now, we were down at the Goodwill there at Polaris, and then we were over at the Polaris Mall, and kind of in that area. And boy, the cicadas were loud. I mean, just driving by them, you could just hear them.
Like down by High Banks.
I went by, we went down the Olentangy River Road. I went by that park. I never heard no cicadas.
Oh, that day they were out. That must have been about a month ago, maybe a little over a month ago.
It wasn't in the afternoon. It was in the morning.
Yeah, this would have been probably about 1 or 2 in the afternoon.
Yeah, every time I ever heard cicadas, it was long towards afternoon.
I just heard this was supposed to be a big thing, and it's not turning out to be much.
Not around here, not around where I live. I mean, I heard them last year.
Yeah, and I don't feel the mosquitoes this year either, which I don't believe there are mosquitoes anymore. I think they've all went away.
No, there are mosquitoes.
Not in my neighborhood.
There's mosquitoes.
I don't know.
There's standing water out around where I live. Trust me, there's mosquitoes out here.
What did you think about this whole incident with Mary Ellen and the gumdrop bars?
I thought that was really nice of her. I was trying to call into the radio station to answer that Dr. Pepper question, but...
Oh, you know what? I still have that. I forgot. Yeah, she came. I didn't know she was coming, and I wanted to be hospitable this morning. What I have that here. What was the... I can put you in that drawing, too. What was...
I'm a pepper. You're a pepper. Wouldn't you like to be a pepper, too?
Well, that's right. Wouldn't you like to be a pepper, too? You're exactly right. That is it. So I'm going to put you in that, and we'll probably do that drawing on Monday morning.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. There you go. Scott has won a pair of tickets to Zumbezi Bay. But I don't know why the bus driver could not have gone over there and got my gumdrop bars today. I've offered to commandeer the bus and give a cemetery tour here in Marion. And also this Christmas, I've said I would commandeer the bus and we would go around and look at Christmas lights and I would sing Christmas carols. Did I offer that on the air?
You may have.
Here's the deal. You have to work for free, though, is my understanding. I mean, you got to work for free. But, like, two nights this Christmas, like Thursday nights, I will get on the bus. I will bring Santa Claus. I'll bring some other big people. And we'll all get on the bus, but you got to donate your time. And we'll go around and look at Christmas lights in Marion. And we'll all sing Christmas carols. And we'll have a big old time.
Well, that would be fun.
But the bus drivers have to donate their time. Because I'm sure the city will not pay them.
Well, do you think the city would allow that? Did you talk to the mayor about it?
Well, you know, he'll just have to go along with it.
You think?
He doesn't want to be the Grinch who stole Christmas. Wouldn't you? I can get Santa. I know Santa. Santa comes to the Christmas party here.
He does.
Certainly does. And I'll get Santa and me and probably Linda and...
Well, I'm not singing.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's got to sing.
Oh, no.
You got to sing the whole time.
I don't sing.
And then I'll tell you what. I will get everybody... What's a Christmas... I'll give everybody a Christmas cookie. You'll have to bake them.
I'd rather bake the cookies than sing.
You and Mary Ellen can bake the cookies. I'll get Mary Ellen to come along with us. How about that?
That would be fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We'll all be singing. Ha ha ha. It'll be good. We can't do it every night, though. That would just wear you out. But I will do it like two Thursdays. You don't want to do it on the weekend because people got plans. But we'll do it like two Thursday nights. You got to wait till it gets dark. But in the winter, that's like 7 o'clock. So from 7 to 9, Mary Ellen and me and Linda and you and Santa Claus will all get on the bus. And we'll drive around Marion singing Christmas carols, and I will give people an education as to the history of Marion Christmas lights.
Do you know the history of
Christmas lights? Well, I'll make it up.
Lights?
I'll just make it up.
And then people will believe you.
Well, they will, but that's fine.
Hmm. Well?
I'll get Thunderbolt back up here.
Well, he doesn't know the history of the lights.
No, but I'll get him to wear, like, a Santa Claus necklace, and it'll be fine. Wreath glasses.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll have a heck of a time.
Hmm.
If the city won't give us the bus, where could we get a bus?
Church bus.
Well, who has a church bus?
Probably several churches around the
area.
Does
that church we went to the other night for the ice cream social have a church bus?
No, but you know, back in the day they did. I can remember, like, they would pick us up for Bible school when we were kids, and it was this brown bus. I can remember being picked up in the church bus for Bible school.
I wonder if the school would give me a couple buses.
Probably not.
Why not?
Liability.
Well, liability for what?
I don't know.
You know, Sean has his CDLs.
Does he?
Yeah. He could drive the bus.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I think we're stealing this idea, by the way. What guy used to do it? Jeff Ruth called in one time and told us who used to do that.
What was his name? Sheldon? I can't remember.
Well, whatever. We're going to get it done. It's going to be the biggest thing to hit Marion since the cemetery tour.
Yeah, but you need a big house like the Griswold house in Delaware. Somebody needs to decorate like that.
Well, why? Marion never had that, and they used to do the bus tour.
Yeah, but I think more people decorated back in the day.
Well, we can just go sit on Main Street and stare at the lights. We can go through we can work a deal with the fair. Just go through the fair.
Yeah, you could do that.
Fairgrounds?
You could do the fair lights, and you could do, you know, around the neighborhood. You have to visit the house with all the characters, the Disney characters.
Right. Oh, I'll tell you, this would be a thing, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah.
People would never forget this.
Nope, you gotta pull it off.
I'm gonna get it done. I'm gonna start working now. Christmas in Marion.
You got 5 months.
Yeah, I'll get it done. It's just a bus ride. How hard's that?
Probably not, as long as you find somebody to drive the bus.
Wonder if I could get a tractor with and just pull people.
A wagon?
Yeah.
It might be a little chilly in December.
Yeah, but that's you know, like a carriage ride.
Oh, no.
Do we have another question to give away some zoo tickets?
I thought you had questions. Do you have any questions?
Well, let me think of a good question. Let's see.
I know. We'd have to think about that. We should have been prepared.
Oh, I have one. What Columbus television personality just celebrated 41 years on the air this week? 41 years continuously on the air in Columbus, Ohio. This week, that person celebrated that. Who was that? Columbus, Ohio television personality. This was one of the nice ones. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Columbus, Ohio television personality that celebrated 41 years on the air this past week. Give me a buzz and you can win some tickets to the Columbus Zoo. Now, since we were together, we went to Russell's Point for the fireworks.
Yes.
On July the 3rd. Now, tell people about that.
Well, we went to the donut shop.
We did go to the donut shop. Go ahead, caller.
Is that Colleen Marshall?
Not Colleen Marshall, but that's a good guess. Not Colleen Marshall. All right. We went to the donut shop.
We went to the donut shop, and we gave them lots of business. We bought donuts, popcorn. We even got sandwiches, chicken sandwiches, barbecue pork sandwiches.
And there were no restrooms in sight.
Ice cream.
Holy mackerel. Go ahead, caller. Hello?
Oh, I know that one, Scott.
Oh, you too. Well, you're not...
I can't hear you that well, but it's Ben Gelber, the weatherman.
It is Ben Gelber, the weatherman.
Yeah, I can't hear you, though.
You can't hear me?
Yeah, I don't know. It's not my end, because I'm on my phone, and the station itself is loud on TuneIn, but I can't really hear the phone. I got it turned up all the way.
Huh. We'll have to ask the other callers if they can hear okay.
Yeah, I can hear most of what you're saying, but yeah, it was Ben Gelber, but I'll let you go because I can't really hear you. But
all right, thanks, Adam.
He's my favorite weatherman.
All right.
He's been such a gracious guest when he's been on with you also.
Nice man.
Thank you.
Adam, it was Ben Gelber. 41 years on the air in Columbus.
That's a long time.
Is anybody else having a problem hearing me through the phone line tonight who's called in? 740-383-9944. Well, now we need another trivia question.
I got one.
What's that?
What is Cedar Point's oldest roller coaster?
Well, I don't know.
Why not? That's a trivia question.
What is Cedar Point's oldest roller coaster? 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. But, so, tell us about Russell's Point and the fireworks. We went to the donut shop.
Yeah, we hung out at the donut shop for quite a while, and then we walked over to the bridge and walked up and down the bridge and then around. And then every time we had to go to the bathroom, we had to walk down to the Dollar General because that was the closest bathroom. I mean, there was just nowhere to go to the bathroom. So we had to go down there. And then that was about it.
Well, Ted Williams was there.
Oh, yeah. Ted was there.
Sean was there.
Sean.
We did a show.
We did.
Did you enjoy the show?
Yes.
Go ahead, caller.
The Blue Streak.
Is that
it? Blue Streak.
The Blue Streak. All right. Well, you won some tickets to the zoo. Can you use those?
Yeah.
All right. What's your name?
Lee Dominey.
All right, Lee. Can you hear me okay through the phone?
Yeah, I can hear you great.
Well, Adam must have been having some trouble there. So did you ever ride the Blue Streak?
No, I don't like those kind of rides.
Not a big fan of the rides, huh?
No.
No. So you're going to go down to the zoo?
I'll give them to my nephews and stuff. They can do it.
Oh, well, that's nice of you. I've just never been a big fan of the zoo, to be honest. I love what they do and all the work they do, but I just am not into the animals like that.
No. When we were younger, over at Russell's Point, somebody got hurt on a roller coaster over there one day. And that same day, me and my cousin got on the Ferris wheel, and I don't think it was the operator that actually was running it, but they put us and stopped us up at the top and left.
Oh, goodness. So you had been to the Sandy Beach Amusement Park over in Russell's Point?
Yeah, years ago, the Marin Power Shovel used to rent it out and have doings over there.
Oh, really? You know, that's where we were on the 3rd of July.
But they had the old wooden roller coaster and stuff.
Yeah, that's something.
That's been out of there for a long time now, but...
Well, that's interesting.
Amusement park.
Now, what did you think of... Because I'm trying to get a consensus on this. Mary Ellen and the gumdrop bar. Should the bus driver have went over and got them this morning for me?
Oh, she might have been... took a chance of getting in trouble with the...
Well, no, I don't think so, because I don't, you know, as long as you don't get out of the bus, I don't think there's an issue with that.
No, but...
I'd have covered for her.
They probably have GPS tracker on the bus.
I'd call the mayor. I'd say, listen, I had to have somebody go pick up these gumdrop bars.
Yeah, but she... I don't think they really want to take a chance of... have to explain that later and go through the house while something happens.
Well, I bet you they're better than fruitcakes. I bet she would have done it if it was a fruitcake. I know she would have done it then. Well, hey, you win the zoo tickets. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, we've given away a pair of Zumbezi Bay to Scott and a pair of Columbus Zoo tickets to Lee. And you can pick those up Monday between 8 and 10 or 4 and 5. They will be here. I don't know. I just think, I don't know why I could not get my gumdrop cake, which sounds very, gumdrop bars, which sounds very familiar, to fruitcake, which is not edible. Gumdrop bars are.
I can't believe you forgot.
Forgot what?
To go get them.
Well, I did remember at the end of the night, but I was busy yesterday.
What were you doing?
Well, I worked, and then I, what else was I doing yesterday? I was walking, and went out and ate.
Yeah.
I was busy. What can you do? I hung out with you for a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go. Busy night.
I'm trying to think what... Oh, we didn't do anything special.
Well, you went to your friend's house.
Oh, yeah, I did.
And I watched your dogs.
Yeah.
While you went to your friend's house.
Right.
So I couldn't leave them alone.
Oh, no.
No. So then, by the time you... And then it was time to eat.
Yeah.
And then we went and ate. And then I walked, and as we were walking, I said, oh, no, I did not go get those bars. And I bet I can get my bus driver to go pick them up for me, and... that went right down the toilet.
Hmm. Too bad. At least Mary Ellen was nice and brought them over today for you. That
she
was very nice
did.
Of her.
God bless her heart. So then we were in Russell's Point and had a good time with a Golden Voice. There was an incident, although I can't tell you about. But honest to goodness, I never saw anything like that in my life. We were right on camera. There's a video somewhere. I don't even know if I can show it.
Well... You know, I think Ted was used to living on the streets and still had some old street habits. So,
oh, I know. That. Oh, my. But he was great that day, I thought.
Yeah, he was good.
Easy going, fun to be around, took pictures with people, signed autographs. We got pictures on the bridge. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, he still misses his woman that passed away.
He does. Poor
man. He's having a hard time with that.
Yeah, he would break down a little bit.
Yeah. But that's understandable when you're with somebody that long. And
well, we can give away another pair of tickets to the zoo. You got another good question here?
Oh, you got to give me a minute. I'll get one.
Are we talking Ohio questions?
Yeah.
Well, tomorrow we're going on a little expedition that I'm not really going to tell anybody about till I get back, but it's a big one.
Yeah, this should be interesting.
Oh, I'm excited.
I'm excited to go to a place I haven't been for years.
Well, I don't know about that, but there's some other places up there that I'm looking forward to going.
Well,
I've never been.
You have your place that you want to go, and I have my place.
You
I
don't
go.
Like the place where I want to go?
Well, your place is different than my place.
Well, let's talk about the next day. After the fireworks, I had my annual 4th of July cookout. Now, there was an incident. Right?
Right.
Okay, here's what happened. I don't even know if I've talked about this on the air yet. But I was outside, and you were cooking the burgers. And Sean came over, and he went inside. So, I went inside to get on the telephone to call one of the other guests to give him directions to get to where I lived, because he had never been there before. So I'm inside. Now, in the meantime, Mary Ellen arrives to the event. And the whole something goes on outside that I don't even know went on. And then I finally come back after being on the phone with this person, with Sean, and I find out that you made Mary Ellen Withrow sweep my garage.
I totally did not make her sweep your garage. I was cooking, and I was going to sweep out your garage earlier, but I didn't think you thought it was necessary. But I always tell you, like,
so I
guys and gals do things different.
Yeah, but mark this down. Was I out there when this happened?
No, you were not.
Okay, so what happened?
So she just said she needed a broom.
She walked up. She said, hello, everybody.
Right.
And then she just said, I need a broom.
Well, she was sitting down, and then she decided she needed a broom.
And you said to her?
Oh, here's the broom.
And then what'd she do?
She swept your garage.
She's a good sweep, I guess.
She is. That was very nice of her.
See, I felt terrible, though.
Well, you were busy inside.
Yeah, but I would not have let Mary Ellen sweep my garage. I don't want my guests coming over sweeping the garage.
Well, I couldn't leave the grill, so...
So as this was taking place, what were you thinking?
Oh, dear. Mm-hmm. Oh, dear.
Yeah. So there you go. But she still made gumdrop bars for me, so I got it. And then she brought some goose dip.
Goose dip.
It was good.
Yeah.
And you made some good stuff that day. Blueberry stuff.
Oh, yeah. I tried this new recipe. And it was really, really good. And it's very, very easy to make. You just cut up, like, angel food cake. And then mix, I believe, vanilla pudding and sour cream together. And then you put, like, blueberries in over the mix. And then it all meshes together. And there's Cool Whip in it. And it's really good.
I'll tell you, I've thought about this more and more. Because I've known Mary Ellen for a long, long time. And she comes on the show a lot. And I always appreciate that. But, you know... She does come to my cookouts, and she does do things like sweep out the garage and make food. I mean, she is just one of the nicest people you would ever want to meet.
She is extremely nice.
Good woman.
Yes.
Smart. Did a lot with her life, and still doing it.
Yeah. So, I have a question.
Go ahead.
So, what county is the Wilds located in?
Oh, okay. You can win a pair of tickets to the Wilds. What county is the Wilds located in? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. But should I feel bad for her sweeping out my garage?
No, because if she didn't want to do it, she wouldn't have done it.
Right, but I feel a little guilty.
Well, you weren't outside... When she was out there, you were inside.
Yeah, but I feel that I should have kept it tidier.
And well, I guess you should have let me sweep earlier.
Well, I didn't know that there was an offer.
I did. I told you I was going to sweep.
I don't know. The whole thing now is just one of those moments, you know, that I cringe about.
Well, you have these funny moments with Mary Ellen.
Oh, there were others?
Yeah, you and the chocolate.
Oh, yeah, and I don't think I've ever told her about that. I'm never going to tell her about that.
You don't think she knows?
No, I don't think she knows. I think she would have brought it up to me.
You really think?
I don't know. I think she would have.
Hmm.
We have that kind of friendship.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go through that story again, but...
Oh, I never will forget when you told me that story.
Well, it was awful. You know, it was accidental. Listen, I'm the one who got chocolate all over me.
Well, next time, just don't take chocolate if you're not going to eat it.
Well, I did not think in my palm of my hand it was going to melt like that.
Well, yeah, chocolate melts. Your body's warm.
Oh, then trying to get to the garage without people seeing me, that I now had chocolate all down the front of my pants and my shirt. Oh, it was just everywhere. And then I dropped it in a glass and stuck it in one of her drawers in her bathroom. I did. People think that's not true. No, that's true. 100% true. and then I was trying to clean out in the sink.
I wonder why you did that.
Well, what was I supposed to do? I thought one of these little kids there, when she finds it, she'll just think they did it.
You're goofy.
Well, that was my thinking of the whole thing. I had to get rid of the chocolate. What was I going to do with it?
Flush it down the toilet.
Well, I didn't want to plug the toilet.
Well, it probably would go down easier than some other things that go down the toilet.
I don't know. I just dropped it. Well, I had to get rid of the glass, too, because the glass was now all covered in chocolate.
But why didn't you just take it out to the kitchen and set it on the sink or
something? I think she would have said, why is this glass got chocolate in it?
She wouldn't have said anything.
I had chocolate all down me. I left right after that. I put the chocolate bar, or the chocolate ball, in the cup, shut the cup in her drawer, and then left.
Was this her birthday party?
Yes.
Her 90th birthday party.
90th birthday party. Oh, yes. At least I was invited. I'll never be invited again. But, you know, that's what happened. That's honesty for you. I bet some great-grandkid got bowled out that night.
Don't you feel bad about that?
No.
No?
No, because what else was I to do?
I don't know.
She has a very nice family, though. Her daughters are just the nicest people.
I wonder if they bake like she does.
I don't know. They're nice people, though, and her husband, Norm, was there that day. He was still with us at that point, and he was good, and all the grandkids were there, and the great-grandkids, and it was a lot of fun. And me.
And you.
And me. Oh, and I think it was the cleaning woman was there. I spent a lot of time talking to her.
Well, maybe she found the chocolate.
I hope so. I don't know. I stuck it in her drawer, and I even felt bad about opening her bathroom drawers. This is why I don't go out.
Have you ever been to the wilds?
No, I've never been to the wilds. Apparently nobody knows what county it's in. Does anybody know what county the Y is in? Do you know the Toys R Us song?
No.
How does it go? We've had some people sing it.
I don't sing, so.
Yeah, but we've had several people sing this now. Adam sang it, and the winner sang it.
Something I don't want to grow up.
That's it. I don't want to grow up.
I want to be a Toys R Us kid.
Do you know the Baloney song?
No. You do.
Oh, everybody knows the Baloney song.
Not me.
B-O-L-O-G-N-A. Thunderbolt did a great commercial for Tony Pacos when we were there.
Yeah, he did. He was funny.
Oh, he's funny to be around. Good man.
He's really nice. I like him.
He always calls you ma'am.
Does he?
Yeah. Thank you, ma'am.
Oh. I didn't even pay attention.
Tell about going outside and what I said to him to do outside of Tony Pacos and what happened. It's on video.
Oh, yeah, he was doing a commercial for Tony Pacos.
Right outside.
Right outside.
And what happened?
A loud car went by.
A loud car went by, and what did he do?
He's like, whoa!
But he kept going.
Yeah, it was really funny. Do you have those on YouTube?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you guys will have to watch them on YouTube. They're pretty funny. They're cute.
It's him signing the bun, and then him and I leaving the restaurant after we had eaten.
Yeah.
And then him doing a little promo for Tony Pacos.
You know, I got a regular hot dog. I didn't get the Hungarian hot dog because I just didn't want to hear me chew that casein. So I couldn't do it. So I just got a regular hot dog. It was fine. I'm not crazy about their French fries, though.
All I know, it was a big bill, and you stuck me with it.
I did stick you with it.
You and Thunderbolt weren't whipping out your wallets.
Nope. Nope.
I had to
pay
for
this. We were busy working, so that was our our,
Well, what was I doing?
Well, we were working for you.
Oh, for me?
Yeah.
I didn't realize I was, the manager of that whole thing.
Yeah. And my hot dog was $3.99.
Oh, no. Well, somebody ate big then. All I had was a hot dog.
And your hot dog was $3.99.
So how did the bill end up being $50?
Well, because they add on French, like if you want French fries with your hot dog, they charge you probably an extra $3.50 for French fries. Or, like you got onion rings, right? So they probably charge an extra $3.50 for your onion rings. So, I mean, and then, you know, we all got pop, so places charge like $3 for a pop. So.
You were nervous about meeting Thunderbolt.
No, not really.
Well, now that you met him and spent some time, he'll probably be back. I wouldn't be surprised if he came back this way occasionally. What'd you make of him?
Well, I liked him. I thought he was really nice.
Funny.
Yeah.
Tell the story. I know you want to tell the story about the U-Haul. Well, go ahead. We got 10 minutes. I've never told this story. But start, you know, a week ago tonight, what happened? We were coming back from Tony Paco's.
Right.
Okay.
Well, we stopped at the station to pick up the U-Haul.
Pick up his U-Haul.
Yeah.
Now, he says, I can't drive at night.
Right.
Right.
So you drove the U-Haul.
Drove
and
the U-Haul.
I drove Thunderbolt.
That's right.
Back to your house.
I don't know why that happened. I thought he was following me.
Oh, no.
What happened?
Well, I drove him back to your house.
Okay, so I'm...
Just me and Thunderbolt.
So, well, I was there.
Well, in the U-Haul.
In
a different vehicle.
Lucky I didn't run over somebody.
But we talked the whole way home. And then... You want me to tell the story about him backing up?
Well, just start with what happened that night when we got to my house.
I don't know. What
I happened? Live on a road... That there's a cliff on the end of the road, right?
Right.
Okay. So I pulled the truck in the driveway. Okay. So what happens the next day?
When he goes to leave, I told Scott, I said, Scott, you better back out for him because this is going to be tricky and I think he may need some help. Now, he has not driven in 6 years a vehicle. He said he hasn't driven in 6 years, and he jumped in this U-Haul from Georgia and drove all the way up here from Georgia when he hadn't driven in how many years?
Many.
Like 5, 6 years, okay? So anyway, like, Scott pulled in his driveway, so you were going to have to back out to get
out. And there's a cliff.
And there's, like, a cliff. Well, I told Scott, I said, you better back out for him when he leaves, so that way there's no issues of him backing up, because I was afraid there was going to be trouble.
And what did I say?
Oh, no, he'll be fine.
Okay.
So
what happened?
So, anyway, I am watching this unfold, and I'm about to have a heart attack because he's backing up. Thunderbolt is backing up the U-Haul and about to go down the cliff. Like, he didn't turn the...
Wait, what happened? Thunderbolt was about to go off the cliff?
Yes!
Oh, I must have missed that.
No, I was holding my breath the whole time, about to have a heart attack. And I told Scott, he better listen to me next time I give him a suggestion.
Well, I was out there. I didn't leave Thunderbolt alone.
No, but you're telling him how to go, like, straight. Thunderbolt, straight.
And what was he doing?
Turning.
Well, see, right there's your problem. I don't know how this could be blamed on me.
If you would have just listened to me and backed up for him and got the truck going in the correct direction,
so how long
everything
would
have been fine.
How long would you say it took him to back out of my driveway and get on the road?
At least a half an hour.
It was a rough... And at one point, he about went over the cliff. His tires got up on the cliff.
At one point, I had to walk inside. I could not even watch. I could not watch anymore.
It was exciting, wasn't it?
No.
I got him down there, didn't I?
Yes, you eventually did, but...
He kept turning that wheel. I said, there's a cliff there, Thunderbolt. Stop.
Thunderbolt Street. Street. Thunderbolt Street.
He couldn't get that concept. How is this my fault?
You just had to back up for him.
He got out. He was happy as a clam.
Yeah, and he made it to Iowa.
He made it to Iowa.
He let you know he made it to Iowa.
I think he's being honored tonight in Waterloo.
Good.
Good for him. He was from Waterloo, Iowa.
Yeah. So. But, I mean, you know, he's 80. And, I mean, that, you know, when you haven't driven and then you're driving a long ways, that's probably really hard on him. I mean, because he doesn't really move around too well.
You think?
So, you know, but I mean, he's very fortunate because I'm sure wrestlers just tore their bodies up.
Well, he's got two fake hips and two fake knees.
Right.
But I tell you, it doesn't stop him.
No. He gets it going.
And when he gets rolling with his voice,
mm-hmm.
Oh, he's something.
Yeah, he does good.
80 years young.
Yep.
Does anybody know what county the Wilds is in? Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. 55 minutes past the hour. 5 minutes left in the program today. Let me know where the Wilds is. And we'll get you some tickets to something. 740-383-9944. I love the guy. He's just one of those guys. A lot of people called him difficult in his wrestling career. But I like him. He's fine.
Hmm. I mean, I could probably see maybe where he would be difficult, but he was really good with us. But, I mean...
He's just, if I asked him to do something, he did it.
Yeah.
I got video galore with Thunderbolt.
Yeah.
Of him just doing... He was a great, great announcer. He was a great, he can talk.
Yeah. The whole way home, though, from Tony Paco's, I was clueless as to what you guys was talking about because I did not watch wrestling. And I had no clue about anything you guys was talking about.
Well, yes.
So I struggled. It was hard for me to drive and stay awake.
Are you saying Thunderbolt and I were boring? Wait till you can tell your great-grandkids the people you've had in your car.
Right.
Thunderbolt Patterson, they'll be able to wiki him.
Mm-hmm.
And Mary Ellen Withrow.
I don't think I've driven her.
You've been in the car with her, though.
I have been in the car with her, but... I have driven Ted.
Ted Williams.
Right.
Think about that. Before I slid in, were you doing stuff like that?
No.
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 There you go.
I was lucky to get to the grocery store.
There you go. And isn't this much better?
Oh, yeah.
So then, let's see, we covered the 4th of July party. We covered the Russell's Point. We covered the Thunderbolt visit. Oh, the 80th birthday party was a lot of fun, I thought. A lot of fun. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, it's Muskingum County is where the Wilds are.
Oh, you got it right. Muskingum County. You were right. What's your name?
Tammy Gaelic.
All right, Tammy. You can pick up your tickets to the Wilds on Monday. Is that okay?
Yes, that is great.
Thank you, Tammy. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, Tammy's a winner tonight.
Hey, I like winners.
Do you know Tammy?
No.
Tammy wins the Wild, Zumbezi Bay goes to Scott, and Columbus Zoo goes to Lee. We're going to break here in 2 minutes, but we've got a whole nother hour. We're going to give away more tickets, more questions, more tickets galore. Gee whiz. I don't want to grow up, because if I did...
I wouldn't be a Toys R Us kid.
There you go. That's all there is to say. Do your impression of Thunderbolt out there when the car drives by. Go ahead, do it. At Tony Paco's.
Whoa!
And then he says...
I don't remember. I just remember the whoa.
Come here and get some...
Hot dogs.
Well, he didn't say hot dogs. What did he say?
I don't remember.
How do you say hot dogs?
I don't know.
Oh,
I don't remember. How did he say it?
You watch it during the break, and then you'll come back, and you'll imitate it for these people.
Oh, I don't know about that.
You remember how he said hot dogs, don't you?
No.
After he yelled at that car.
No, I have it on my phone.
Okay,
we're gonna
watch this during the break, and then you watch it too, and then you come back and you see if Angie's doing a good imitation of the legendary Thunderbolt Patterson. We're gonna give away more stuff, talk about many other things that you'll want to listen to. Don't you dare go anywhere. Thank everybody for their participation, Lee, Scott, and Tammy, and we're gonna have more winners right around the corner. Don't you dare turn that dial. You're listening to WWGH Radio, which stands for Gumdrop Bars today. Did you know that?
Yeah, I can't wait to try one.
Oh, me either. Tonight, get ready. All right, we're going to break. Coming back after this word.
Listening to WWGH Radio LP, Marion, Ohio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place. From legendary talk show host, actor, broadcaster, and comedian,